So I know last team rally, I talked about sanctification, and I just want to go deeper because these songs that you're listening to, I've been listening for weeks, and it's really brought me to this place today. And I'm just so grateful. But sanctification is to set apart, to be set apart. Remove me. I've just been praying, remove me, Lord, from whatever is not of you, and to make holy and sacred. And there's four stages, and I just want to talk about perfection. And I didn't say perfect because we're not perfect. Only Jesus was perfect. But perfection, the state of quality of being perfected. We have a choice every day to be perfected in God because we were created in his image. God wants more of you. I've been hearing this for weeks. God wants more of you. People who listen to this later on, he just wants more of us. And even in a song, I don't want to die and go and meet him. And there's more that I could have had. I want more. And God wants more of you. God answers worship just as much as he answers your prayers. Worship him, praise him, and he'll meet you here today. He's already here. He's in here. He's in here. He's in here. He already knows your heart's desires. He wants to bless you. He wants you to get closer, lean in, dive deeper. This song, my goodness, I sent it to Misty couple weeks ago, and it's just been really wrecking me because there's so much more that he wants for us. He doesn't want a surface relationship. And when I was thinking about this the other day in my quiet time, as I just came back from this conference, me and Don and my best friend, I am like fired up, and I'm just like, I don't know what's gonna happen today in here, Rich. I don't know, but all I can say is he does not want a surface relationship. He wants you to go deeper. And all I've pictured as I sat and I told It was three people in a room, and they were sleeping, and I got up every morning, and I found a little corner down in the hall, and I sat by this window just looking out over Dallas, and God just showed me a baby pool. And there's a lot of Christians that are living in the baby pool, in the shallow waters, and he wants you guys to go deeper. He wants you to trust him in the deep waters. And I can say I've been praying this since last December. Lord, take me deeper. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care who's not there. I don't care because the only person I need is him, is Jesus. He's my best friend. The Holy Spirit is my best friend. And I just want to encourage you, and I just want to challenge you to go deeper. And I just choose to just be in hand with him every day. It's a choice. Why walk alone when you have the best friend anyone could ever ask for? He is my best friend. Back in 2016, 2017, I used to pray prayers. I had no clue what I was praying, but I prayed them because I felt it in my spirit to pray it. I was just coming back into my walk with God, and I used to pray, let me be like David and have a heart after, be just like David, to go after God's own heart. I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know what it meant to me, but I knew I prayed it. I prayed it over and over. I used to pray, Lord, it's not about me, it's about you, Jesus. Whatever it is that you want to do, I'm willing to do it. But I didn't know what that meant. But here I am today because I'm standing in answered prayers. He has answered my prayers. And just looking back, and he's allowed me to reflect, to see all the things that I've prayed for, and I'm standing in his moment now. So I just want to encourage, never give up. God is an on-time God. He's never late. It is not in his character. And like I said, for 40 days, I fasted, believing, leading into this conference, just like 40,000, you know, whatever other people that was there. And he just wants an intimate relationship with you. He just wants to get to know you more. But do you want him more? Do you want him more? Are you willing to give up things so you can have more of God?